What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
MLS All-Star Week at Allianz Stadium. Crescendo Wednesday night. Interesting international-type game. Joining us from the Minnesota United, Manny Lagos. Thank you for joining us tonight, Manny.
Oh, Mike, thanks for having me. It's a surreal week, to be honest. You know, I'm just taken aback by how awesome it's going to be.
Right off the top for fans, what should they be looking out for in terms of not just the game, but ancillary events over the next couple of days that they would find fun?
Yeah, I think a couple things on the non-sporting side. Today I actually just got done with a welcome event for all of the owners of the other teams, the commissioner, both our mayors were at, where they kind of talked about what's going on this week. And obviously the game on Wednesday is going to be huge, Mexico versus U.S. And certainly the skills challenge tomorrow night is going to be awesome at the stadium, where you kind of have the Mexican stars with the MLS stars doing skill stuff. Tonight there's a really cool concert with Khalid. But even more importantly, again, like our mayors kind of spoke so eloquently tonight about soccer and the global game and community. You know, we had over 10,000 packs of food packed today. Tomorrow we've got some great events of a field dedication over in St. Paul. In my world, we have the MLS All-Stars training up at the facility. We have a U18 MLS Next. It's all the best 18-year-olds in the entire country are coming to the National Sports Center to play a game up in Blaine on Wednesday. And then we have a really cool Special Olympics game, unified game up Wednesday at our training facility as well. So it's just a great week. You know, the week of the All-Star game is not just the game itself, but it's really trying to figure out how we can kind of build in and exemplify our awesome community, but also enhance it. You know, the goal is to try to raise money and raise, the relevant things that we do in this community to help the people that, you know, don't quite have as much.
So the U18 game, the Special Olympics game, is that in the afternoon on Wednesday with the MLS game being on Allianz at night, or what is it?
Yeah, 11 a.m. is the kickoff for the U18 game. That's up at the National Sports Center, and the unified game's at 3 o'clock, and then kickoff for the MLS All-Star game. These are all on Wednesday, the 10th of August. So that kickoff, I think, for the All-Star game is at 7 p.m.
Wow, that's a lot going on. What can, you know, for the United, I mean, do you showcase your venue a lot to the rest of the league, or is the rest of the league pretty aware of how nice Allianz is?
I would say this, you know, this is a global event. The eyes of the world will be on us. Certainly the teams that come here, play here, I think have all, you know, had impeccable things to say about the experience, about the fans, about the stadium itself. But certainly in a game like this, you're having, you know, big global partners like Allianz. Obviously Target is an amazing sponsor that not only sponsors us, but they sponsor the league. I'm sure they'll have a big presence and a big sponsor presence. And then you have just a lot of people that want to experience what they've heard about, which is just this great kind of experience, fan experience. And obviously, you know, you're playing the best players in our league against the best players in Mexico. I think we've kind of figured out a little bit of an All-Star game that actually has meaning.
Does it feel like that? Is this pretty good competition?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I was at a press conference today, and, you know, you had Chicharito, who's Mexican but playing in our league. And, you know, he had to kind of make people aware of the competitiveness of the two leagues trying to be the best in this region and how these moments matter and these moments, and they do. I see in the players. You know, it's a little bit different than a normal All-Star game. There's actually an edge to it, and both teams want to win because both teams want to kind of say they're the best in the region.
So do you get a chance to watch these teams work out? Is that fun for you just to see what's out there?
I'm really enjoying, you know, our coaching staff. Adrian Heath gets to coach the All-Star group, yep, along with our assistant coaches, and our entire backroom staff works the entire All-Star game for the MLS. So the MLS All-Stars are all up at our training facility. They're training today. They train tomorrow and get ready for the game Wednesday. The Mexican All-Stars, they're out at Winter Park, the old Vikings facility.
Oh, sure. It's a great facility for you. They got a great facility there for soccer. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're there that week. So we kind of have two separate bases for the two teams training. Because we got so much going up at our facility, I'm going to be at our facility the next 2 days prior to the game on Wednesday.
This year, I mean, save that you gave up more goals than you'd like the last couple of games. You guys have taken off offensively at the same time. How do you feel about the United right now?
I think, you know, obviously it's a big week for us, and it's a big week to present United, Minnesota, the Twin Cities, to the soccer world. And so obviously my focus for the next couple of days is on that. But you're right. We've had two games, one at home and one away. We've given up four goals in each game. We tied the 1-4-4 against Portland, which was an amazing game. And then this last weekend, you know, we had five starters out this weekend against Colorado. I thought we had a chance to win. I don't think, I want to say we played very well, but it was a good sign that we still were in it to the end, and we almost tied it up with a breakaway right at the end by our South African player. But ultimately, you know, after this All-Star game, it really is the final third of the season. We only play Western Conference opponents. We're in fourth place. We're in a home playoff spot. So every game is going to matter. So ultimately, I think we've got to figure out that balance of making sure we're scoring goals, a lot of goals, and we're not giving them up. And our last two games defensively, we haven't been good, and we've got to make sure that we tighten that up as we go to Nashville this weekend.
Well, Reynoso and St. Clair get featured quite a bit over these couple of days because they're the hometown team?
Yeah, I think they will. You know, I think the big thing here is, you know, Adrian Heath has a huge job of highlighting these awesome players on the All-Star team. I would say, you know, each will get at least 30 minutes, maybe 45. You don't want to go too much just because you never want to have anybody get injured, particularly because we got games on the weekend. But the center midfielders in this league right now, you've got Emmanuel Reynoso, this guy Carlos Hill, who's Spanish for New England, is amazing. You've got this guy Sebastian Jurici, who's Argentinian. He is unbelievably plays for Austin. And then Luciano Acosta is another Argentinian who plays for Cincinnati. And I'm like, you know, you can't play all of them at the same time, but I'm so excited for those guys to step on the field, show what they are, because their quality is unbelievable offensively. And that's really the heart of showing the Mexican players the kind of quality you have. And then around them, we've got a ton of offensive players. The challenge will be for Adrian to figure out how to make sure that the team has some good defenders and has the good balance to make sure we can, you know, both attack and defend equally.
Yeah, what will fans be treated to? You know, they've shown up in droves for you with Allianz Stadium. What will they see that they don't normally see that will put them in awe?
I think they'll see two teams that have incredibly high level players. I think they'll see two teams that, you know, kind of want to figure out a way to make it like an All-Star game, but ultimately will become a competitive game where they'll both want to win. And then ultimately for Minnesotans, to me, it really is the star of the show is our stadium. You know, I felt like when we built Allianz Field, and it kind of looks like a museum, and it's got the lights, and it just has this aesthetic feel to it. I think it really set a standard of stadiums in this country that, you know, since then, Columbus, Cincinnati, Nashville, Austin have all built stadiums. And I think a lot of it was because, you know, we were ahead of the curve in terms of what a soccer stadium should look like.
Sure.
So to me, you know, one of the stars is going to be our stadium. It's like a cathedral of soccer in this country right now.
Oh, yeah, get the drone up top, get a couple of aerials like that, and you've got it. But and I guess last question, do the season ticket holders, do they get first shot at this, or is this such a national game that you got to save a lot of tickets for people from all over the country, or how does that work?
Well, it's a little bit of both. You know, obviously, the MLS actually controls the event. They're the ones that kind of market it and ticket it. I think our season ticket holders did have first shots, which is great. And then certainly we want to have other fans go too. This is I think it's going to be a special night for Minnesota. So I think it's an amalgamation of our fans, but plus new fans, plus a lot of people from all over, you know, the country and Mexico that will want to kind of enjoy the event, enjoy everything that's going on this week. So, and by the way, thanks for this weather, Mike. Well done.
Well, I got to tell you, brother, it is going to be one nice night, and it's going to be, you know, we all know, right? We know the best and the worst of Minnesota, and we saw, you know, in February when we had the international game here, of course, but it looks like we're going to get the best of Minnesota.
Yeah, we got the best, and our field right now is looking unbelievable.
Gorgeous.
I would say probably the best in the league. So
yeah, you could go out there and spend 2 hours just looking at that green field sometimes, I think, you know?
Oh, yeah, I could definitely do that. So, but, yeah, it's going to be a great week. Like I said, as somebody who's from here, and I just came from an event, like I said, with mayors, with the commissioner, with our owners. And, again, I think we're going to do our best to put on a great week. I know we're going to put a great foot forward because that's what Minnesota does, and we're going to show the great community we are.
Hey, man, appreciate it very much. I hope I bump into you over there, but have a great week.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You bet. Manny Lagos, nice stuff to join us. The MLS come and this is a good idea. MLS against Mexico at Allianz Stadium. That's pretty cool.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.